Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Rob, supply chain issues coming out. Have you gone by a car lot or a dealer?
I've almost driven by them because there was no cars.
There's more cars in the parking lot in downtown Calgary during the pandemic there is cars on a dealership lot right now. It is interesting. I had a client talk to me about how the Tesla, there was so many vehicles in Vancouver, but when the other dealers, nothing. So there's a whole supply chain issue. And people are wanting to buy cars. It's they're getting into the rhythm. They get to go travel now, maybe drive around the country. And I want to buy a new car, but it's not there. Or you have to wait, like, isn't it like 18 years before the next one comes out?
And so, what to look for, right?
Yeah. So let's talk about this. And we got our professor of supply chain management, Rob Hanfield, is here. He's with North Carolina State University. Rob, welcome to the show.
No, a pleasure to be here. And I'm originally a Calgary boy, believe it or not. So born and raised. So pleasure being
here. Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah, grew up in Mount Royal and went to Bishop Carroll. Yeah.
That's awesome. There you go. So you can attend, you can understand the frustration as we get into the summer season, people wanting to get to the mountains or go beyond that in a brand new vehicle, but there's nothing on the lots. Let's talk about what are you seeing with, first of all, supply chain, then we can talk about vehicles in Canada. Tell us about the situation that you're seeing when it comes to supply chain.
Well, you know, unfortunately, the supply chains are really screwed up right now. And it's not just, it's a technical term, and it's not just the automotive industry. It's, it's lumber, it's steel, it's food, wheat shortages we're looking at. But the big one, of course, that everyone's talking about is semiconductors. And, the semiconductors are used increasingly in just about everything. They're used in electronics, they're used in computers, and of course they're used in cars. And, all of our dashboards now are digital, our cruise control, our pedometers, everything is electronic and controlled by semiconductors. And if they don't have those available, which they don't, then obviously the assemblers cannot produce cars, and you have shortages on the lot, which is what you're experiencing today.
There, let's talk about the semiconductor as an example, because it's a good point that you've raised. The problem that I'm seeing, first of all, is that there was a higher demand for semiconductors. If my math is correct from the last few reports I've read, about 20 to 30% of all vehicles now are either electric vehicles or premium vehicles, which means that there's going to be a lot more demand for chip and semiconductors in there. And then on top of that, because of what's happened in the pandemic, to actually start up a brand new semiconductor plant, it can take 4 to 5 years, is my understanding of that. So it's not like you can just grow it and then let it be shipped out like it was wheat. Mm-hmm. This is a semiconductor issue that could take possibly 4 or 5 years before we can see some equilibrium in the market. Is that fairly accurate?
That's exactly right. And there's a number of reasons for that. And if we go back in history again to the beginning of COVID, what happened during that time frame is everyone was scared that demand would go off a cliff. And so a lot of the automotive companies canceled all of their orders with the large semiconductor companies. And by the way, the big ones, 50% of all semiconductors are made in Taiwan through Taiwan Semiconductor, and another 25% made by Samsung. So it's almost all in Korea and Taiwan. And then when demand took off, remember, everyone started buying cars all of a sudden because they were bored sitting around at home. And then they went, oh, wait, we made a mistake. We actually do need those semiconductors. In fact, we need more than what we ordered previously. And they're like, well, get to the back of the line, guys. Lenovo, Apple, everybody else is at the front of the line. And so they were pushed out, their demand was pushed out. But there was a bigger problem as well, which is the semiconductor industry in general. Those guys got kind of scared in the past because they built too much, and then they had all these excess capacity and these plants laying around. So they became very skittish about capital investment. And they would invest in factories that was just barely enough to meet demand. And so now, you know, demand has taken off and they're way behind. And they're saying, hey, it's going to take us, like you said, 2, 3, 4 years to build these fab plants. And it's not just the plants, but it's all the entire supply chain, all the suppliers that go with it. So it's a very complex technology. It's kind of like a voodoo technology. It's not part art, part science. And so it takes a long time to get it right.
Rob, you know, as Canadians and Calgarians, you know, we've been stuck in traffic the last couple of days here dramatically. So we're a driving city and a driving country in the rural areas. How do you see this playing out for Canadians specifically? Is this a bigger issue in Canada?
Well, it is. And, you know, Canadians, as you know, love their cars, and it's a big country, so we got to do a lot of driving. And it is a problem. And the other impact, of course, is the price of gas. I think we're all being hit by the price of gas as well. But I think, you know, if you have a car right now and it's on its last legs, you might want to look at the used market. And the used market is crazy right now, too, because, you know, you can get a used car almost now for the same price as a new car, believe it or not. The economics have kind of gone upside down. And so I think for Canadians, we've got to be thinking about, well, how long can I keep my current vehicle? And even if I want to fix it, the parts, plan ahead. The parts could take several months to get here as well.
So it's just taking that a little bit further. Is there a difference in a car buyer from the United States versus Canada? And the reason why I ask that question is because we hear a lot throughout the last few years of Canadians buying vehicles in the States and Canadians selling vehicles to Americans. Is that going to be a more of a demand out there because now the supply chain or the process is vehicles get first to the Americans than before they come to Canada? In volume, and so try to get your hands on it in the States versus Canada.
Yeah, I'm not aware of you know, any surplus of vehicles in the U.S. that could be going up to Canada. We're just as short of them down here as well. You know, there's a few vehicles on the lot, but you know, generally speaking, you know, you have to go in and put down money for a car that isn't there that is going to hopefully show up in 6 months. And we're in the same boat. You know, I think the other thing we're seeing is you talked about electric vehicles. Everyone's talking about, you know, buying electric vehicles. It's not clear to me that we're going to be able to easily transition to electric vehicles either. The reason is the entire supply chain is designed around the internal combustion engine, right? And you don't just switch everybody over to you know, to start building electric vehicles overnight. So there's some confusion there. And the other piece of it, of course, is, you know, we're still struggling with a lot of the metals that go into those electric vehicles, nickel, cobalt, zinc. You know, those are in short supply and they're in places like, you know, Chile and the Congo and these weird places. So it's going to be a struggle to get all of those minerals out that we need to produce these electric vehicles as well.
So it sounds like it's going to be a while before things start to normalize. Rob, I want to thank you for joining us today. Some good insight on what's happening in the supply chain.
My pleasure. Hopefully you guys will get some continue with this nice weather down there. So I talked to my mom. She's loving it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully. We've been joined with Rob Hanfield, professor of supply chain management at North Carolina State University. When you think about the issues that are coming, you want to buy a vehicle, the supply chain of other goods and services, durable goods, the costs are going up, or you have to be very patient before you buy, which means it's going to take a bit of a drag on your income or the money you need for your retirement as you transition because the costs are going up. So we're going to talk about how to bulletproof your retirement in the event inflation continues to grow. And we're going to do that at an upcoming seminar.
July 19th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Join us after the break. Will America lose its superpower status to China? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.